Welcome to Light Embassy Church.
Living life to the full.
Welcome to another life-transforming show, bringing clarity and balance into your walk of faith.
Evil is real. And our theme scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Please, I'm reading from the KJV. Paul the Apostle says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Observe the communication, "Godly spiritual wickedness in high places." Wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Evil is real. Wickedness is real. Don't live a life of negligence. As a Christian, you have to understand this very important truth. Evil is real. Wickedness is real. Don't live a life of negligence. There are Christians who think witchcraft is a thing of the past. Only in the medieval times. No, not at all. The same way God uses a man or woman to lead people to Him, Satan also uses men and women to carry out the evil agenda, an agenda of destruction. Every spirit, whether the Holy Spirit or spirits of devils, need a body to work through. Satan is a hindrance, but not a serious hindrance, and can be overcome by using the spiritual tools made available by God. But when you are exposed, when you are naked, they will destroy you. You have to understand that you can be a Christian, but when you are naked, Satan will destroy you. You being a Christian will not prevent him from destroying you if you are naked. He will destroy you. There are Christians who are much focused on the things of this world, whilst not putting emphasis on the most important aspect of life, the spiritual. That Christians, they go about busy about the things of this world. See, no one is saying that don't be disciplined, hardworking. No, the Bible tells you that laziness is bad. You have to be hardworking as a Christian. But when your focus is on these things, these are the things that drives you in life, by neglecting the spiritual, you have yourself to blame. You have yourself to blame. People accumulate all the wealth, build all the mansions. But when it's time to enjoy, they lose their lives. It's called wickedness. These things are real. Don't neglect the spiritual whilst going after the natural. You will have yourself to blame. See, everything that God says in His word to the Christian, because He loves you. God knows everything. See, there are things that we know. The things that we know, but we don't talk about it. See, because if you are saying things as a man of God, even though you know, you cannot be careful about how you talk about it, it may cause problems. So sometimes there are things that God shows us, many things He shows us, that we don't talk about it. We just will talk about what is most important for the protection of the Christian. But anything that God tells you, He tells you because He knows all what is in this world that you don't see. See, there are many things in this world. That's me. There are many things in this world. But God brings you in knowledge of them. You don't know, but they are there. You may be passing about them every day in the shops, at the marketplace, at your place of work, but you don't notice them, but they are there. You see, but they are there. That's why you don't have to joke about life. Don't joke about life. If you joke about the things of the spirit, you have yourself to blame. Life is spiritual and wickedness is real. You are not protected just because you are a Christian. Satan is not afraid of you just because you are a Christian. He is afraid of the Christian conscious of his identity in Jesus and working out the spiritual tools at his disposal. Now, the same way modernization has influenced Christianity, it has also affected witchcraft. Important, what I'm saying, I'm going to say very important. The same way modernization has influenced Christianity, it has also affected witchcraft. What do I mean by this? Gone are the days when you had only a hardcover Bible to rely on. Now it comes with Bible apps on phones, tablets, computers, etc. Technology has affected every aspect of facet of Christianity. But what the Christians forgot is that it has also modernized witchcraft. You see, these things are parallel. Many Christians, we talk about technology influencing Christianity and the good impact of technology on Christianity. But don't forget that modernization and technology also have affected witchcraft. So now you are not going to see witchcraft like in the medieval times, in the medieval ages. So if you are not conscious, the signs and the symbols will all be available all around you, but you will not see them. Because technology too has modernized witchcraft. Don't think that witches are old women with long black hair meeting at covens in the night or in their blog beds. No. The truth is that there are millions of young men and women around the world. Millions of young men and women. We are not talking about old men and women. Young men and women around the world in witchcraft. You see, there are many, for instance, Africans who may have traveled, they are in Europe, in America, and always their understanding or their mindset is about witches in Africa. It's when they are praying, their consciousness is about the witches working against them from Africa. They only say that they are not witches and wizards in Africa, but there are a lot of witches in Europe and America. If you don't know, there are a lot of witches, they are around, all around. But these are modernized witchcraft. Right? These are modernized witchcraft. If you don't have an understanding of these things, you don't see them. You see, you don't see them. Sometimes, some of you, even the cakes that you buy, some of them are associated with witchcraft. I'm talking about the cakes that you buy in the market. You see, but how you know? Because when you don't understand certain symbols, you will not understand. So when God tells you that, in everything, give thanks to God. And he tells you everything, when you are eating, everything, pray. He knows why he's saying that. But there are Christians who, when they are eating in their house, they will pray. But when they go to the office or the marketplace and someone offers a cake to them, they will just eat it. You know, it's the place that you should even pray the most. That idea is not to say that every cake is actually a witchcraft. But these things are there. Sometimes people make waffles, they put it on market. When you look at the waffle, the shape, you know what it means. It's a sort of witchcraft. But people go to the market and buy it and bring it home. So you have to be careful. This is not to say that you just pray because of that. Anything you buy from the marketplace, if you're a Christian, you buy it, pray over it. Pray over it. Because we are living in dangerous times. You pray over it. You can be a doctor working at the hospital. And there are some colleagues of you, yours. They are in the same hospital with you. You see, but they will pray to witchcraft. So what I'm saying is real. It's true. There are some doctors from certain places of the world that they are doctors. Yeah, professional doctors not only about what they learn in the medical school. They also witchcraft in it. There are many things to share, but sometimes, because sometimes you see some of these people, you think that you are mocking health professionals, and no, these things are real. These things are real. That word pharmacy, you know where it comes from. You know where it comes from. You know where it comes from. As those people in the medical association. And then that staff, that we assemble with a staff entwined with a serpent, what it means. So there's even some Christian, I even know there's some Christian even think that is that rod that Moses, you see, the brazen serpent and the rod that Moses upheld in the book of Numbers. No, that's not where that rod comes from. That symbol, where does it come from? Ask them. That's a symbol of the medical association. So if you don't know the root, where you are coming from, you will not understand some of these things. So you'll be there. You'll be there. As a doctor, you come home and you're having problems. You don't really know that another colleague you're working at that same place with is in witchcraft. So these things are very important. Sometimes many people talk about the Illuminati. These organizations are there. They are there. But when they call themselves Illuminatis, do you know the meaning of that word? They are saying that we are enlightened, we are illumined, we are enlightened. Enlightened what? In evil things, they are enlightened when it comes to evil things. And you are living the same world with them. These are people who are part of certain organizations. Some of them are even rich folks. They are saying you are illumined, you are enlightened. You know where the word comes from. It's linked to Satan. Illumined, enlightened in evil things. That is what they are saying. They understand spiritual things. They are illuminating spiritual things as you lay to the darkness side. When you are a Christian and you not take your spiritual side as you lay to the light seriously, and you are living on this same earth with them, meeting with them at the workplace, on the street, in the marketplace, you might be kidding, you might be joking. So when God tells the Christian, be serious, exercise yourself unto godliness, unto spiritual things, he knows what he's talking about. The Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come, dangerous times shall come. Now evil is on the horizon. Evil is on the horizon. That is why as a Christian, you know about, oh, Father, please protect me, protect me. No. You have to be serious. In these days, let me tell you as a Christian, in these days, the times that we are in, the years ahead, from 2020, now the years ahead. Let me say this, and to throw a caution to Christians. If you're a Christian, you don't take spiritual things seriously. Evil may come and take your life, and take the life of your loved one. Because that's the phase you have entered in the world. That's the phase. Because why? Why is it so? Because the world, if you have not been told, the world is coming to an end. Many Christians even have not been taught this. Jesus is coming very soon. This world is coming to an end. So evil is going to escalate than ever before. And that is why you have to be very cautious as a Christian. So the truth is that there are millions of young men and women around the world witchcraft. Satan hides behind camouflage, yes. But the symbols and modus operandi remain the same. God is that old serpent. It's a worship of nature. It's about astrology. For Satan is the prince of the power of the air. So Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, he was telling the Christians, the Gentile Christians, now they are Christians, so he was reminding them, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. You see, Satan is called the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It may interest you to know that evil has become so attractive that young men and women attend colleges to study witchcraft. Now, in the Middle Ages, in the medieval ages, in the ancient times, not even in ancient times, but in the Middle Ages, let me say the Middle Ages, there were times that there were witch hunting and witch trials, and that put witchcraft in check, and because witches were persecuted, and that was a good thing. Though he had his also disadvantage, that was a good thing to some degree. But currently, you have to understand that now, there are bills that even they have passed in certain places like America and Europe that allows these people to engage in witchcraft openly. The same way you will go to church, right? Even with time to come, the Bible shows that even the church that they were persecuting very greatly. So now it's shifting to the opposite. So now they do this witchcraft openly, right? Openly, because they have the mandate to do that. They interest you to know that evil has become so attractive that young men and women attend colleges. They are talking about university. They attend college. When you are going to university to learn about science, mathematics, medicine, and all those things. There are some also now who goes to colleges, young men and women, to study witchcraft. Maybe they know that. To study witchcraft, they go to school. Learn how to cast spells. The fact that these are things are going on. This is not to get you devil conscious, but to be cautious. As a Christian, you should always have your armor on. When evil happens to a family in your neighborhood, church, city, etc., don't assume that they have done something bad, or only them are excluded for satanic attack. You know, some Christians, when evil or evil things are happening to other Christians, they'll be pointing hands to them. No. If you don't think that evil happens to them because they have done something bad, or only them are excluded for satanic attacks. When you see some of these things, it means be on your guard, because when Satan finishes with them, he will turn to you. Don't be too busy with the world to forget about God. You can be going to church every Sunday whilst forgetting God. This many times is what gives an entrance for the devil. Don't be negligent. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us. Please subscribe to our weekly podcast and download our app, Light Embassy Church. Stay on the channel for the next episode.